Chapter 10 The Murderer's Van. Every day, the boys read the newspaper and listen to the news. But they don't read or hear anything about a murder or a missing woman. Tom starts to work on a school project, and Dylan is busy with football practice. Slowly, they begin to forget about the bodies in the warehouse. One afternoon, Dylan is walking home from school. He passes a garage and sees a red van outside. Suddenly, two men jump out. The murderers! The men open the back of the van and take out a tire. Dylan can see two big boxes inside. The men close the doors of the van. Then they go into the garage. Dylan is very curious.
What's in those boxes?
He thinks.
Are the bodies in there? I must look inside.
He approaches the office of the garage and looks through the window. The men are sitting inside and talking. Dylan opens the back door of the van. Climbs inside and closes the door behind him. He examines one of the boxes. It's very strong and there's tape around it. Dylan takes the tape from the box. Suddenly, Dylan hears voices outside and he hides behind the box. Somebody opens the doors and puts a tire inside.
Let's get to the port,
a man says and closes the door. Dylan tries to open the doors, but they're locked.
Oh no! I'm locked in the van! This is terrible!
The van starts to move.
I mustn't panic,
thinks Dylan. He takes his mobile phone from his pocket and phones Tom. There isn't any answer, so Dylan sends an SMS. Dylan takes all the tape from the box and opens it. An arm falls on the floor of the van and Dylan jumps in horror. Then a figure falls onto the floor. But it isn't a body. It's a statue. Dylan looks inside the box. There are more statues inside. One is a torso without a head.
These were in the warehouse,
thinks Dylan.
They weren't bodies. They were statues. So the men aren't murderers. I feel stupid now.